Good morning.
Good morning.
I thank the Lord for being in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm also very thankful for his love, the love that was talked about in that song. It extended to even me, and I'm so glad about it. The song said, if you'll look at his love and believe. So much of our salvation, so much of our experiences is centered around us believing God's love. He showed us his love. Now it's our turn to believe. I'm glad this morning to be a child of God. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord, and I'm glad that you are here today. I'm going to ask you for your prayers because it's not easy doing what we do. But by the grace and help of God, we are endeavoring to please God and to do what he would have us to do. So I'm asking for your prayers this morning. The message that the Lord gave me, I know it's a Christmas season, but he didn't give me something on that per se. But it does apply to it. The message, if we're going to give a title to it, would be stand. Again, pray for me. The message is stand. To stand is to mean to have or maintain an upright position. All right, it's an attitude. It's also defined as an attitude toward a particular issue. And then it's also defined as a position taken in an argument or a conflict. All right, if we're going to be children of God, if we're going to please the Lord, we're going to have to make and to take a stand by the grace and help of God. You can't be straddling the fence. You can't be unclear about who you are. You can't be unclear about who God is. You and I are going to have to take a stand this morning by the grace and help of God. Do I love God? Is God real? Does he mean something to you and to me? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? These are the types of things that we're going to have to take a stand upon. We're going to have to know him in the pardon of our sin. We're going to have to know him, and he's going to have to know us. When we get to the end of the way, he's going to have to be able to look at us and say, I know that child of God. They're mine. They can come in by the grace and help of God. May God help us this morning. I want us to be encouraged this morning that it's not going to be easy, but it is doable. God is going to stand with us. When you take a stand for God, he's going to stand with you. Amen. This morning, let's go to Job. I want to read a scripture that can help us out with what we're talking about this morning. Again, I need your prayers. The enemy is trying to fight us this morning, but by the grace and help of God, we're going to be victorious by the grace and help of God. In Job chapter 2 and verse 1, it talks about the brother Job. Brother Job, we know about him. He was a faithful man. We talked about being faithful this morning. We've done a whole series over that. All right, so it says here in Job 2 and 1, it says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also and among them to present himself before the Lord. The Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And verse number 3, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect, and I want you to take notice, a perfect, and an upright man, one that feareth God and eschew with evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. All right, and so what I want us to understand this morning, we stated already, when you make a stand, that means as a child of God, you are intending to live righteously or to stand upright before the Lord. When God is looking at us, and it says here in Job that Job was that way, he's a perfect and an upright man. He feared God and he disdained evil. All right, and so it says here also, you have an attitude or toward a particular issue, and you have a position that you take in an argument or a conflict. The conflict, you see, the enemy, when in verse number 1, if you look at it, the enemy, when God was having a meeting, the enemy showed up, didn't he? And he wants to have his say in the issue. He wants to cause us to doubt doubt the Lord or to doubt his word. And so he comes and he wants to have something to say about it. And so the Lord said unto Satan in verse number 2, whence comest thou? What the enemy does, he goes to and fro throughout the earth, and he's trying to ultimately get you and I to fall. All right? He doesn't want you to stand. He doesn't want you to take a strong position in an argument and in a conflict for what is good and for what is right. He doesn't want that. So he wants you to fall. And once you have fallen, he wants you to stay down. All right? But God wants us to stand. He wants us to be perfect and upright. He wants us to live in a way that when somebody looks at us, they can know, now that's a child of God. I don't know about these other guys out here, but this one right here, that's a child of God. Because when somebody does them wrong, they're not overcome with evil. They overcome evil with good. They take that stand by the grace and help of God. We are to live in a way that people know that we are children of the Most High God. May God help us this morning. So the devil showed up to the meeting and he said, look, this is what I've been doing. And God knew what he'd been doing. And so what God said is, look at my servant Job. What does he say when we're talking about you and we're talking about me? Huh? What does he say? Does he say that is my child? Or they're doing right. They're living right to all they know and understand. Or do we need some work? May God help us this morning. Have they taken a stand with Jesus, or are they still in love with the world? Huh? May God help us this morning. God is wanting you and I to make and take that stand that we may be pleasing unto him. May God help us this morning. All right, and so he said, you consider my servant Job, this perfect and upright man, one that feareth God, escheweth evil. Basically, he's giving him props. He's saying, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is what I want in my children. And so we know what happens. It goes forward and the devil says, look, he's serving you and he's living for you because you're making him prosper. Everything he's done has been good. And let me tell you this, as a child of God, there are blessings that come along with being a child of God. Shouldn't be ashamed of that. Shouldn't be upset about that. You should be glad about that. God blesses his children. But we don't serve God just because he blesses us. We serve him because we love him. We take that stand to stand with Jesus because we love him, because he first loved us. All right? And so some people are willing to take that stand as long as things are going good. But when things get hard and things get difficult, what do we do then by the help of the Lord? May God help us. Stick with the Lord. And so we know that Job, and we're just going over the story here, Job stuck with the Lord, didn't he? All kinds of things happened to Brother Job. He allowed the Lord allowed the enemy to touch his life, to touch his family, to touch his wealth, to touch everything about him, to even touch his own body. But he stayed with the Lord, didn't he? God is wanting that kind of stand from you and from me. May God help us, and God is going to help us to do that. May God help us this morning, perfect and upright. Help us, Lord, to walk uprightly, to live in a way that's pleasing unto you, Lord. May God help us this morning. All right. In order for us to stand, it's going to take something. It's going to take determination. It's going to take effort. It's going to take vision. It's going to take humility. There's a song in the songbook that says, if thou wilt have the dear Savior from heaven, walk by thy side from the morn till the evening. There is one rule that each day you must follow. What is it? Humble thyself to walk with God. In order for us to stand, we must walk with God. In order for us to be able to stand, we must be humble. All right, and so may God help us to do that this morning by the grace and help of God. All right, we're moving on. Sometimes all we can do is stand. You know, I've been going through some things, seem like, and I know some others that are going through things that are probably even worse than what I've been going through. But the word of God, it lets us know that he's not going to leave us and he's not going to forsake us. That's in Deuteronomy. You can find that in Deuteronomy. But here's the thing. Just because we're going through some difficulty and through some hard times doesn't mean that we get to lay down and cry and quit on the Lord. Right. It doesn't work like that. We still got to stand. Yeah. But sometimes all we can do is stand. Yeah. That's all we can do is stand. All we can do is say, Lord, here I am, Lord. I need your help, Lord. I'm not going back on you, Lord. It's hard for me to go forward, but Lord, I'm going to stand right here until you do something for me. And God will do that for us because he loves us. And so sometimes all we can do is stand, but the Bible instructs us let's go to that scripture in Ephesians 6 and verse 13 and 14. What does it say? Somebody get that for us. What does it tell us to do at that point? When we get to that point where it seems like that's all we got, we've been battered, we've been bruised, our faith has been tested, we've been in a long battle. And what does it tell us to do when we get to those situations? What does it say? All right. Are we in Ephesians 6?
Yes.
All right. All right. Okay.
And having done all to stand therefore.
Yes.
Your loins girded about with truth.
Yes.
Having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
And your feet shod for the preparation of the gospel of peace.
All right.
Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So he's telling us, he's saying, listen, you're in a bad situation. If you read verse number 12, it says, for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. So we're not in a battle against, in a natural sense, so much. We're in a spiritual battle. All right. And it says, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then it goes on to tell us to put on the armor. What do you think we need armor for if we're not in a battle? All right. We're in a spiritual battle. Every day you wake up, even if you don't think you're in a battle, you are in a battle. Remember the adversary came and he was there when they was talking about Job, right? So you're in a battle whether you know it or not. Every day you open your eyes, you are in a battle, all right? And so in order to stand sometime, because God doesn't tell us we can lay down when we're in a battle, he tells us to stand and stand therefore. But one of the things that's going to help us to stand is getting that armor on. See, you got to be aware of what your armor is. You got to know where it at, make sure it's in good working order, and then put it on. Some armor is defensive and some armor is offensive. You're in a battle, get your armor on if you're going to do some fighting. Huh? How you going to fight with no armor? He's got fiery darts, doesn't he? In the hour of sore temptation I may be, yet amid the trials Jesus faced, I see in his word, my anchor, hold it to the last. Why what? The fiery darts are flying slow and kind of zigzag. Is that what it say? Thick and fast. We shall not be wounded in the hottest fight if we raise the what?
Shield.
The shield. Is that part of the armor? Huh? That's part of the armor, isn't it? If we raise the shield of faith in Jesus' might, through the grace of God, we'll conquer to the last while the fiery darts are flying thick and fast. What the enemy is doing is he's hiding behind somebody and he's shooting at you. You notice I didn't say something. I said he's hiding behind somebody and he's shooting at you. And what you see is that somebody. And so the temptation is fight them in the flesh. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. All right? Our weapons are of a spiritual nature. And so we fight on our knees. We use the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, right? The shield of faith. These are the things we use. And then we are able to stand like he's calling for us to do. May God help us this morning. I'll tell you what you can't do either. Don't take your sword of the Spirit and stab them with it. Look behind who's behind them and stab him with it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Fight the enemy, yes, not the individual, by the grace and help of God. This is how we stand, see? Because when we're in battle and when we're in tested and we're tried, what happens is the enemy knows that it hurts. The fiery darts hurt. And so then we want to stand in a different way. I know she didn't. I know he didn't. He must not know who I am and what I'm about. Is that the right weapons? Put them weapons down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
By the grace and help of God. Because if we do it in that way, we did take a stand, but it wasn't the right stand, was it? And people can't see Christ in that way. But the fiery darts, they still hurt. Put your armor on. Don't put your armor on. Get your shield ready. You're going to do some battling by the grace and help of God, and God's going to help you stand.
Yes.
I'll strengthen thee. I'll help thee. And what else? I'm going to cause thee to stand. Somebody read that. I think that's song number 37, and it might be verse number 2. Somebody read that verse number 2 for us in song number 37. I think the title might be something like, How Firm a Foundation.
Fear not, I am with thee.
All right.
Oh, be not dismayed.
All right.
For I am thy God and will still give thee aid.
All right.
I'll strengthen thee.
Yes.
Help thee and cause thee to stand.
Yes.
Upheld by my gracious omnipotent.
See, he holds us up. See?
Yes.
He holds us up. He's the one that holds us up when we're in these battles and we're getting confused as to who the enemy is. He lets us know who the enemy is and how to fight that battle. And then we stand in his strength, not our own, and we're able to do well in that way. But when we put our weapons down, because that's what we're doing when we take the carnal way, when we take the way of the flesh, we're putting our shield down. We're putting our helmet. We're taking it off. We're taking off our foot garments. We're putting the sword down, and then we're going to fight the devil. He still got the arrows, though.
Right.
We're going to fight with our fists, and he got arrows. Who's going to win that one?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, who's going to win that one? See?
Yeah.
See? So part of standing is humility. And knowing who you're standing with, you've taken a stand, you're living for the Lord. Lord, I'm with you, Lord, and I'm asking you to help me to stand. I'm going to stand with you. And then when you allow these difficulties to come my way, even though I don't like them, is it okay for me to say as a Christian that I don't like getting shot by arrows? Is that okay with y'all?
Yes.
It's the truth, isn't it?
Yes.
Christianity is based in truth.
Yes.
All right? So we have to be truthful with the Lord and with ourselves. I don't like these fiery darts, Lord.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I need you to help me to be able to defend myself in a righteous way and keep on standing for you by the grace and help of God.
Yes.
And God will let us do that. He'll help us to do that. May God help us this morning. Somebody go to Psalms 37 and read verse 23 and 24. Listen, I'm not trying to hold you all day, but I want us to get an understanding that not only can we stand, it's important that we do make that stand. And then once we make that stand, that we don't back up on the Lord.
Yes.
Things are going to get difficult sometimes, but God's going to be with us and he's going to bless us and he's going to help us. Psalms 37, verse number 23 and verse number 24. All right.
And he delighteth in his way.
Okay.
Though he fall, he
okay.
shall not be utterly cast down.
Tell me about it.
For upholdeth him with his hand.
I got a question. Why is he not utterly? Well, if he falls, why does he not stay down? Huh? What does it say in the scripture? The Lord upholdeth him by his hand.
Yes.
So when we're walking with the Lord, first of all, we got to make sure we're walking with the Lord. Sometimes we can't stand because we ain't walking with the Lord. The Lord is over there and we over here by ourselves getting jumped. Okay? Let me tell you something. If you getting jumped in a natural sense or in any other sense, as soon as you can run, you need to run.
Yes.
It's just not smart to fight a bunch of people. That's just not smart.
Right.
So why do we do that in a spiritual sense?
Right.
The devil gang up on us and we don't run to the Lord. The reason why he got to us, you think he's going to jump us if we're right next to the Lord? Do you think that's going to happen?
No.
I don't either. It's not going to happen. It's not.
True.
What would you do if you saw the Lord and you was the enemy? Well, he's never lost a battle. He's speaking things into and out of existence, even still. I don't know about that one. I think I'll wait till he gets away from the Lord, then I'll test him then.
Right.
See? And so the steps of a good Lord, a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yeah.
So what we got to do is make sure we're walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
And then once we're walking with the Lord, then we have him as a protector, not only as a protector, but think about that big father and that little old child and that child get tripped up over something. They don't even fall, do they? You just go on, pull them up.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be all right. Because you saw what they didn't see. And you anticipate if they did. And then sometimes you don't even let them trip. You just lift them right over what could trip them. And that's how God does us. Yes. Lift us right on up. Oh, there's some danger there. Let me go ahead and lift him up.
Yes.
Sit him down over here and still stand.
Yes.
He's able to do that for us. I'm glad about it. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. If God wasn't like that, how could you make it? How could I make it?
Right.
If we're honest with the Lord, that's how we're making it.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. He said he's going to uphold us. And that's what we want to get out of that reading. He's going to help us to stand. So make sure you're walking with the Lord and make sure your hand is in his hand and God will help you to stand. All right, moving forward, I want to read in Psalms 91. I'm almost done. I know it's amazing. But let's read in Psalms number 91 and verses 9 through 12. Don't forget about this. Sometimes we forget stuff, especially in battle. We just forget stuff. He's coming so hard. He's coming so hot and heavy. And don't be tired or hungry or something like that, or a little bit sick. Sometimes you just forget stuff. Right? And so we need to be reminded that what God is willing to do for us and how he's helping us. Go ahead and read in Psalms 91, verse number 9, and then through 12, please.
Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
All right.
There shall no evil befall thee.
Okay.
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Okay.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee.
All right.
To keep thee in all thy ways.
All right.
They shall bear thee up in
all right.
your hand, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone.
You need to be reminded. We forget.
Yeah.
So do the math. Help me out here, because I may not get this right, but help me out. If you got one hand in God's hand, where's the other hand? Huh? What does it say in verse number 12? What does it say? Huh?
The angels.
So you mean as a child of God, to help me to stand, I got God on one end, and then I got the angels. They wait, they got me, they like this, just in case. I'm kind of big, so they probably got extra angles. Just in case he fall, gotta grab him quick. Huh? He said he'll give his angels charge over thee. But notice what it said in verse number 9 and 10. Walk any kind of way you want to and do any kind of whatever you want to do, and then that's available to you. It ain't there? Oh, okay. Well, let me read it. Hold on. Let me get my glasses on and read it again. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. What does that mean, thy habitation? You're dwelling with the Lord, right? This is what you do on the daily, 24/7, 365. If they get another day in there, take one away, you're good to go either way. You're dwelling with the Lord. Right? There's requirements in order to live for the Lord, but there's benefits that comes with living for the Lord. His angels and the devil, he wants to, man, you all alone and you're not going to make it. Matter of fact, you done tripped already. You may as well just stay down. Or you ever fall in slow motion? I have. You falling down. You say, oh no, I'm falling. Right? Put your hands down. And then get back up, right?
Yes.
In a spiritual sense, you see yourself falling, okay?
Yes.
There's angels, they're ready to help you. And then there's God, that which you, if you fall and you let go of his hand some kind of way, you did something, didn't you?
Yes.
Right? Because he said he'll keep us from falling.
Yes.
He'll uphold us with his righteous right hand. All right, so God's able to do that for us. All right, don't let the enemy tell you that you're all alone. If you're falling, you don't have to fall. And if you do fall, you don't have to stay down. The Lord is telling you and me this morning to stand. Stand for what is right. Stand for what is good. Stand for what you know is going to get you to heaven. All right, if it's not going to get you to heaven, don't stand for that. I don't know how much more clear we can make it. If it's going to get you to heaven, stand for that. Stand with the Lord. Right? And you will be successful. May God help us this morning. Almost done. We're going to read song number 250 in our song books. This is a song that is for our encouragement. And I want to talk to those that are having problems or struggling standing for the Lord. I want to encourage you in this way. God is it's very likely that you may have let go of the Lord, but he's still holding on to you, and he wants you to stand. Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm going to show you how it works. See that right there? See? So you let go, he still got you. But there's only a certain amount of time that he's going to do that. And so what we got to do is, if we're in that condition and we're falling and we're wallowing in the fall, I hurt myself when I fall and I don't want to get up, I just want to lay here and cry. That ain't what he said to do. He says, stand and stand therefore. And he's got his hand on you and he's wanting to help lift you back to your feet. You don't even have to do it by yourself. He'll do that for you. But it's a willingness that we have to have in ourselves. It's a humility that we have to have. I messed up, Lord. I'm sorry. I let go of you. I'll do better going forward. Just help me to get back up, Lord. I'll stand for you.
Amen.
I'll live for you, Lord. I'll please you, Lord. May God help us this morning. Song number 250. It says, stand by the cross. When the morning sun beams on your way, so bright. Stand by the cross when the shadows fall. Soon we shall triumph for God and right. So do it in the morning, all right? Do it all day. Stand by the cross when the day is done, all right? One of the things I like to encourage us to do is to be praying about, pray in the morning, pray during the day, and then pray before you go to bed. And what we're doing is we're just staying in a ready state. The enemy can give you a dream that'll have you going in the wrong direction during the night, and then you wake up and if you don't get on it, you'll be behind. Ask God to cover you while you're sleeping. Ask God, if you have a bad dream, wake up, get on your knees, and do something about it. You're not obligated to suffer that. All right, nobody is obligated to be abused by the enemy.
Right.
Must I by Satan be abused and with his galling yoke accused until at last from heaven refused the blood of Jesus cleanses. We got the blood of Jesus available to us at all times. We are children of the Most High God. So don't take any abuse. And then cover yourself with prayer as much as you possibly can. All right, stand by the cross till the day is done, firm to the end and true. Trust when the battle is raging wild, for there is waiting a crown for you. Don't forget the crown. Stand by the cross like a soldier strong. Fearlessly face the foe. You have to be a soldier if you're going to be a child of God. You can't quit on the Lord. You got to get in there and fight. You're on the battlefield already. Whether you like it or not, you're on the battlefield. All right, soon shall the army of night recede. Back from the morning's triumphant glow. Stand by the cross till the Lord returns. Faithful through life's last test. The Bible says they that endure to the end, they're the ones that's going to be saved. They're going to receive the crown. So if you have been standing and then you're not now, time to get back in the race. Time to get back to the standing position. May God help us. Soon we shall hear from his blessed lips. Lay down what? Why you get to lay down your armor? Don't need it no more. May God help us. I want to get there. I want to get to where he said you can put your helmet down, you can put your sword down, your shield, put down your what's covering your feet. You're good. You don't need it no more. You're going into the other side. You're going to your crown, to your blessing place. This is why we want to stand for the Lord, because we want to get to that place. May God help us this morning. God is able to do it. Now, I got one more thing that we want to go over. I want you to be encouraged. Stand for the Lord. If you're not standing, if you struggle, God's waiting and willing to help you out. Do it now by the grace and help of God. Get the help that you need. Somebody go to Exodus 14 and 13. I want to read that, because sometimes we want to do things when God don't tell us to do things. He's just telling us to stand, and we trying to get all in the way and mess something up. May God help us this morning. Exodus 14 and 13, God's here for us, and he wants to help us out. Read that if you get it. I'm not there yet.
And Moses said to the people,
all right,
fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord,
all right,
which he shall show to you today.
All right.
For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today,
yep,
he shall see them again, no more, forever.
What is that? What? Somebody tell me, what situation are they in?
Red Sea.
They're at the Red Sea, right? And what's happening right there? Who was the Egyptians was chasing them, right? They was coming to give them hugs, and to bless them, right? No, what was it? They was coming to bring them back to slavery, right? And so did the Israelites have weapons to fight with? No, they did not, right? And so in that situation, the Lord told them to do what? He said, stand still. What does that mean? Don't move. Why not? God got it. God got it. Somebody said that. God got it now. If he said he got it, he got it. He don't need your help and he don't need my help. Sometimes God tell us to just stand. Did y'all know that? Because he wants us to stand still because he's going to do it. See, I get excited. I get nervous. Lord, I think I need to help you here. I need to do this here. I don't know if you seeing this, Lord. Do you see that, Lord? You see this? This is what we do. Let's be honest with ourselves. But sometimes the Lord tell us, stand still. I got this. I'm going to take care of this. That person that's doing you wrong, you think I don't see that? He sees it all. And so you don't have to do it. He says, stand still. I'll take care of them. What happened to the Egyptians? Wait a minute. They standing in front of a huge body of water. What happened to the water? Parted. But the ground was still wet, though. Ground wasn't wet. So we walking through on dry land, right? But you still got a problem, though, because you're still being chased. So what happened with the Egyptians? They tried to chase them through the... They said, oh, this is nice. This is not weird at all. This is not weird at all. The water just parted and stood to the side. The ground is dry. We should follow them into the water. What happened? Huh? Lord bless. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. When he tells you to stand still, he's wanting for you and me to do something. If you and it's funny, right? But it's serious too, because I want us to get a hold of the concept.
Yeah.
What God is wanting us to do is to stand for him. Stand for what is right. Stand for what is good. And if he tells you stand still, you stand still. He's working.
Yes.
Right? Now, he tell you to move, then you move. Because you have his blessing to move. But if he tell you, just stand still, don't worry about it. He got it. I don't care how long you take. God is going to take care of you. He's going to take care of me. I'm encouraged this morning. I'm encouraged.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I didn't encourage myself up here. See? Because God is real, and he's good, and he loves us, right? But what he's wanting us to do is to stand for him. And I know it's difficult because the world is against you.
Yes.
They're trying to push everything on you. They're trying to tell you that, listen, you ain't going to be able to do it. You may as well quit while you still can. If you quit now, you'll get the early quitter's reward. Don't do it.
Amen.
Listen, he ain't going to give you 2 days at a time. He ain't going to give you 2 minutes at a time. He don't give you 2 seconds at a time. You just stand this second on to the next one.
Right?
Right? You stick with the Lord.
Yes.
Right? And he'll see you through.
Maybe.
He's going to see you through because he is going to stand with you. May God help us this morning. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm glad that I have a Father that loves me and cares about me. He loves you too. He ain't gonna do nothing for me that he wouldn't do for you. So we have that as a blessing and an encouragement to go with us. I want you to stand for the Lord by the grace and help of God. If you have a need in your soul, the altar will be open. If you want to pray, someone will be there to pray with you. And I ain't even talk about that this time around, but we're standing with you too. If you're standing for the Lord, we're standing together. Children of the Most High God are standing together, and we're wanting to make heaven, and we're wanting you to make it too. I'm asking for your prayers. Want to make heaven my home? Want to be a child of God? You pray for me, and I will be praying for you. Thank you for your time and your attention.